Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Jones and Keith live, Cask and Flagon, steps away from Fenway Park. We'll be here until Red Sox pregame takes over, 1:10. First pitch, 2:10, Red Sox Cardinals, as we are presented today by Coors Light. Choose chill. If you just heard me sipping from my water there on the air, I expected to be paid in Coors Light.
Coors Light.
That's how I negotiated that into my deal. I said I want to be paid in Coors Lights here.
The coldest beer in the world, Jones.
It is indeed. So stop by, say hello again. We'll be here till a little past 1 o'clock. But Billy Lanny back in Brighton. It is time for our Friday four-pack. What do we have for our first of four questions today, Bill?
First one, who would be the best team for the Sox to play in their home opener?
All right, not the Cardinals. Not okay. The poo-poo on today. I'm very excited about today. But it should not be a National League Central team to open the season.
The home opener.
So oh, I don't.
You left wiggle room for an NL East team? No?
No
NL team.
Well, Braves, natural rival.
Okay.
No, not the Braves or the Phillies. Okay. But if it was a National League team, I think that would make a little bit more sense. I think if you want it to be an American League team, it doesn't have to be the Yankees. You don't need to waste it. The Yankee game should be a big game anyway, so you don't want to waste them on opening day. But if it was the Orioles, that would be better. Or the Blue Jays? What much better than the Cardinals?
You see those teams 8,000 times.
Start it up early. Start it up. Home opener.
So
how about the Royals and Bobby Witt?
Okay, so that would be fun.
Okay.
What I was going to say,
Mike Trout before he gets hurt.
Actual visual head shaking over there about opening against the Royals.
Yeah, but he's also standing next to a guy in a Verdugo jersey.
That is true. You got a question their taste. Although I like the City Connect. I heard Greg,
I heard
Greg dumping on the City Connect jerseys earlier today. I do like
the white jersey so much cleaner. That's just a nice looking jersey. Oh, he's got the Devers.
Yeah.
That looks good.
Yeah. Well, again, besides the Devers part. But
who do you want them to
face?
This
isn't every
the
year.
The St. Louis Cardinals?
Not. Wouldn't the Dodgers be kind of cool?
What do you mean, National League team?
Mookie Betts.
I understand that, but then eventually he won't be playing for them.
No, that's what I'm saying. But, right now, every year, I think my answer would be the Yankees.
It shouldn't be a National League team.
I don't need to see the Orioles and Blue Jays. I see those teams 8,000 times a year. I don't need to see them.
Yeah.
There's no other American League team I think I care about.
Twins?
Which makes me go to the National League, not the Twins.
All right.
I think I'd want to see the Dodgers. That is like another traditional historic baseball team. And right now with Mookie Betts, that would be top of my list. Betts, Otani, who says no to that?
Right now the Dodgers are sort of a cheat code for baseball. They're kind of unfair. It's not always like that.
So your answer is officially Royals?
The Royals.
I'm with Verdugo. I don't like
it. You know, my first game as a kid was against the Royals. First game I ever went to Fenway Park, probably like 91, George Brett and the Royals play. First game ever.
Wow.
That's ingrained in my memory.
I don't know who I saw. I want to say the Twins.
Well, you tell me. I wasn't there.
I don't know. Me and you might have been at the ballpark for the same game. Historically, and I don't want to have a late entry to brag of the week.
Uh-oh.
I got Ricky Bonas' autograph at a Brewers game.
Same.
Guy apparently.
One-time All-Star Ricky Bonas.
Guy cranked out interviews like you read about.
Yep.
But yeah, I want to say the Twins, but I actually don't know.
All right, not a bad take.
Okay, what's next, Billy?
How many quarterbacks will be on the Patriots roster next season?
Okay, I feel strongly about this. Three. They're going to
really?
Have. Yeah, they're going to have May.
Okay.
They're going to have Dobbs. They're going to draft a guy. You have to draft a guy now and do the same
with
thing.
With the pick you just got for Bill?
Okay, I'm not telling you it's good business.
I
don't like the trade, but I want another developmental guy like Milton, who ideally.
They don't want him, though. This isn't what do you want. It's how many do you think will be on the team?
They don't want Milton.
Well.
May was threatened by Milton and or
so
Milton
get a guy with like a pea shooter for an arm, bring him in, a guy who can't do backflips.
I would take a developmental guy every single year. And if he's a sixth rounder and he sucks, you cut him next year.
I think
if he's good, maybe you try to trade him in a year or two.
I think it's two. I think if they wanted three, they had three. Mike Vrabel, I think every year in Tennessee at two.
Is that true?
I'm pretty sure. I looked this up. It was either 5 out of 6 years or 6 out of 6. It's usually Tannehill and like Logan Woodside or you know, he had Mariota obviously at first too.
Yeah.
I think he was a two quarterback guy for a while.
Who was the guy? Willis, right? Malik Willis they had at the tail end in Tennessee.
Yeah,
I think.
at the end. Yeah. So I think because did he have Levis? No. Maybe he did.
Yeah, I think
he last
did.
Year. But anyway, I think more often than not they had two, and that's sort of what you have now. You have young guy, old guy. Hopefully Drake May starts every game. And then Josh Dobbs for whenever you need him. So my guess is two.
Okay. Put me down for three. What else we got, Billy?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is Albert Pujols a top 5 player in the past 25 years?
He might be the top player for the last 25 years.
Pujols?
He might be.
So
700 home runs?
Jeez.
It's a lot of home runs. And he kind of did everything. He made all-star teams.
Played
he
first
won
base.
Gold gloves.
DH.
He
played for the Angels.
He won World Series. Like, he kind of did everything.
So, all right, if you start at 2000,
yeah.
You still get most of the good Barry Bonds years.
This is true.
So you don't get Barry Bonds Pirates. But
you miss out on 14 years of Barry Bonds or something.
Yeah,
his first
yeah.
year was 86.
But I think you still get, like, four MVPs.
True.
Like, something insane.
Yeah.
So I would say in some order, just to narrow it down, you got to put Shohei Ohtani on there, don't you? Not yet?
I don't know.
I would. I think okay. What he's doing is insane. Mike Trout.
Trout has to be on it.
I would say A-Rod.
So A-Rod has to be on it.
Nobody likes him, but you got to put him on there.
Ortiz?
No. I don't think he's better than Pujols.
No. But is he better than Ohtani? I was talking about who to cross.
Oh. What about so if you have Bonds, A-Rod, Ohtani, Trout. We're not really putting any pitchers on this list.
No.
That's the other.
I'm out.
Now, Pujols might be. Pujols was ridiculous. Like, if you look at his baseball reference, it's insane.
I think there's a chance he's won.
Maybe. I guess you have to look at how many MVPs he had.
He had three.
Something like that. Oh, he had three?
Yeah.
Oh, so Bonds probably had more in that same time period.
Which is crazy.
Which is nuts. Yeah.
But you're missing so much of his career. Like, when did Bonds retire? 06 or 07? Pujols just retired a couple. You get 20 years of Pujols.
Yeah, you don't like
seven
a 70 home run season?
No, I mean, I do. I absolutely
good.
Do. And I'm surprised. What do you think his career high in home – like, would you have thought he had a 50 home
Pujols?
Run season?
Yeah.
I don't have the numbers in front of me. I was looking them up this morning. I think he topped out at high 40s. He never hit 50.
Barry Bonds won four MVPs in the 2000s
in a
row.
Barry Bonds is good. I'm not arguing with this. I'm just saying it's you got 6 or 7 years even at a super high level.
I think I would lean Pujols out of that. And the reason we're asking is because they're playing the Cardinals today.
Yeah.
Jeter? We didn't mention Jeter.
No, I'm not mentioning him at all.
Jeter's close to a top five player of the last 25 years.
No, he's not.
Yes.
Derek Jeter?
Yeah, Derek Jeter.
You're out of your mind.
Who are you saying?
You're high on drugs and alcohol. I would say Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, so Mickey deserves to be in the
discussion. Miguel Cabrera is really, really good.
Before Jeter. But Jeter's in the discussion.
No, he's not.
3,000 hits.
Okay, him and Biggio can run off into the sunset.
Five World Series.
And Ichiro, then.
No.
Those are your guys.
No. Did you hear the other stat?
Who?
The five World Series? How many did Ichiro?
Well, one of them was not 2000.
No, that's fair. In his
Derek Jeter won in the 90s. Yeah, a couple of them, I think, were in the 90s, weren't they?
Yeah, it's true. How many since 2000? Actually, maybe only two.
Yeah. Well, take them off your list.
That's still two.
Get
more
them
than,
out of there.
Still more than, two more than Biggio and Ichiro combined.
What about Paul Goldschmidt? You don't like him? I'm looking at MVPs.
What about
Ryan Braun?
What about, I'm spitballing here, Verdugo.
Alex Verdugo.
Yeah, maybe Verdugo.
Just
maybe
is he on a major league club right now?
I think he's on the Braves.
Oh, he did. Okay.
I don't know if he's on the big league roster, but I think he's with the Braves.
All right, so I'm not as high on Pujols as Jones is, but I would say top five.
Has to be
in the last 25 years.
Has to be top five.
Yep. All right.
One more, Billy?
Last one. Will the Bruins win another game this season?
No.
No. No, they're not going to. They have what? They're only down to five or six games left.
Something
as it
like
is.
That.
They're on a 10-game losing streak.
Are you getting tweets from the guy who's like, how come no one's talking about this?
No.
They're close to their longest losing streak of all time. How come no one's talking about it? I'm like, we talk about how the Bruins
There's
suck.
There's kind of other stuff going on right now.
Yeah, and like,
Joe Milton just got traded there, pal.
Bruins suck. We all agree. What's the discussion point?
I don't know.
That guy tweets me every day. He goes, when are you going to talk about
it? No, the discussion is, can they get the number one pick in the draft?
Yeah.
That's where they're at right now. But no, they were hoping to play spoiler last night against Montreal, and that did not happen. They were on another wrong end of it. So they've lost 10 in a row. How many games do they have left? Five, six?
I'd have to double check. I was pulling up a tweet here from McLaughlin.
Okay.
Scott McLaughlin, WEEI. 10 straight losses for the Bruins, tied for the second longest losing streak in franchise history. 12 straight games of 25 or fewer shots.
Oh, yeah, they don't shoot anymore.
That's tied for the second longest streak since the NHL started recording stats in 59-60.
Wow.
So, like, the losing streak, I do think, is getting discussed. They don't get shots on goal.
I like the idea of somebody in 1959 being like, we should keep track of shots.
You know what we don't keep track of?
Guys, have you noticed any shots?
We should start tracking this.
Can somebody count shots? At
on goal, yeah. Total goal. I mean, Corsi and Fenwick would blow their mind.
All right, so they have played 76 games, so that's six games left. Could they end the year on a 16-game losing streak?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Not only can they will. That's an official Jones and Keefe prediction.
Oh, my God.
That we agree on.
Brutal.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.